The Drowning. Lou. Always aiming to please, I lost them in two. Their voices faded as we ran, dipping into shadowy alcoves and dropping behind ramshackle dormers. The key was breaking their line of sight. Once that happened, it was too easy to slip into the boundlessness of the city. No one could disappear like I could. No one had the practice. I dropped to a forgotten back street in East End. Reed landed a second later, collapsing against me. Though I tried to hold him steady, we both tumbled to the dirty cobblestones. He kept his arms locked around my waist, however, and buried his face in my lap. His heart pulsed a frantic rhythm against my thigh. I can't do that again. Throat suddenly thick, I stroked his hair. That's fine. They're gone. His breathing gradually slowed, and finally he sat up. I let him go reluctantly. Before your fiasco, I sent Charles to find Madame Lebel. She booked us rooms at an inn called Leviathan.
Charles?
The rat. He expelled a harsh breath.
Oh.
Shame, now familiar, washed through me all over again. Those sharp words rose to my tongue in response. I bit down on them hard, drawing blood, and offered him a hand. I already sent Absalon and Brigitte to fetch Coco, Ansel, and Beau. Charles went to the werewolves and blood witches. We'll all need to strategize before the funeral this afternoon. We climbed to our feet together, and he kissed the back of my hand before releasing it.
It'll be difficult to gain an audience with the king. Thierry said all chasseurs who aren't at the blockade are inside the castle. Maybe Beau can-
Wait! Though I forced a chuckle, there was nothing funny about that obstinate gleam in his eyes. You can't seriously mean to still speak with Auguste. Jean-Luc tipped him off. He knows you're coming. He knows Madame Lebel's a witch, and if those chasseurs' shouts were any indication, he'll soon know you're one, too. Reed's face blanched at the last. Ah, it seemed he hadn't yet drawn that conclusion. I hurried to press my advantage. He knows you're a witch, I repeated. He won't help you. He certainly won't help me. We don't need him, Reed. The Dame Rouge and Loup-Garou are powerful allies. His lips pursed as he considered this, his jaw clenched, and I waited for him to see the sense in my plan. But he shook his head and muttered, No, I'll still speak with him. We need a united front against Morgane. I gaped at him. Reed! A group of children raced past our alley at that moment, chasing a snarling cat. The slowest of them hesitated when he saw us. I jerked my brim lower on my forehead, and Reed hastily retied the bandage over his eye.
We need to get off the streets, he said.
Our entrance into the city wasn't exactly subtle.
Thanks for that. And East End will be crawling with chasseurs and constabulary soon.
I waved the child, who grinned and took off after his friends, before slipping my elbow through Reed's. I poked my head into the street. It was less crowded here, the majority of funeral visitors congregating in the wealthier West District. The shops lining the streets were closed. Leviathan is a few blocks past Soleil et Lune. Reed quickened his pace, adopting a limp once more.
Given our history, the theater will be the first place the chasseurs look.
Something in his voice made me pause. I frowned up at him. That wasn't intentional, by the way. My little stunt in the theater. I don't think I ever told you.
You're kidding.
I'm not. With nonchalance, I tipped my hat to a nearby woman. Her mouth parted at my velvet suit. Not exactly mourning attire, but at least it was a nice deep shade of aubergine. Knowing Claude, it could have been canary yellow. Completely accidental, but what could I do? It's not my fault you couldn't keep your hands off my breasts. When he sputtered indignantly, I pressed on, smirking. I don't blame you in the slightest. Careful to keep my brim low, I kept a sharp eye on passersby. A familiar air of trepidation hung heavy and thick overhead, as it always did when a crowd this size gathered in Caesarine. People from every walk of life had come to honor the late archbishop. Aristocrats, clergymen, and peasants held vigil together as we neared the cathedral, where the archbishop's body waited to receive burial rites. Dressed all in black, they leached the color from an already dreary city. Even the sky was overcast today, as if it too mourned the fate of the wrong man. The archbishop didn't deserve anyone's grief. The only color in the streets came from the fanfare. The usual Lyon flags had been replaced with brilliant red banners depicting the archbishop's coat of arms, a bear spouting a fountain of stars.
drops of blood in a sea of black and gray. Stop. Reed's eyes widened with horror at something in the distance. He pivoted in front of me, clutching my arms as if to shield me from it. Turn around. Let's go a different way. I shook him off, rising to my toes to see over the crowd. There, at the base of the cathedral, stood three wooden stakes, and chained to those stakes. Oh my God, I breathed. Chained to those stakes were three charred bodies. Limbs crumbling, hair gone, the corpses were near indistinguishable. Behind them, ash coated the cathedral steps, thicker than the snow on the street. Bile rose in my throat. There had been others before these women, many others, and recently. The wind hadn't yet carried away their ashes. But true witches were careful and clever. Surely so many hadn't been caught since Modranit. These women. I shook my head in disbelief. They can't all have been witches. No. Cradling the back of my head, Reed pulled me to his chest. I inhaled deeply, ignoring the sting of pain in my eyes. No, they probably weren't. Then what? After the Archbishop, the king would have needed a show of power. He would have needed to reestablish control. Anyone suspicious would have burned. Without proof? I leaned back, searching his face for answers. His eyes were pained. Without trial? He clenched his jaw, looking back at the blackened corpses. He doesn't need proof. He's the king. I spotted her the moment Reed and I turned away, thin as a reed with ebony skin and onyx eyes, standing so still she could have been the statue of Saint Cécile, if not for her hair blowing in the breeze. Though I'd known her my entire life, I couldn't read the emotion in her eyes as she stared at the women's remains, as she turned on her heel and fled into the crowd. Manon. Leviathan is that way. I craned my neck to keep her in my sights, jerking my chin westward. A golden-haired man had followed her, catching her hand and spinning her into his arms. Instead of protesting, of spitting in his face, she gave him a tight smile. That arcane emotion in her eyes melted to unmistakable warmth as she gazed at him. Just as unmistakable, however, was her sorrow. As if trying to banish the emotion, he peppered her cheeks with kisses. When the two started forward once more, I hurried after them. I'll meet you there in a quarter hour. Hold on. Reed seized my arm with an incredulous expression. We aren't separating. I'll be fine. If you keep to the side streets and maybe hunch a bit, you will be too. Not a chance, Lou. His eyes followed mine, narrowing as they searched the crowd, and he slid his grip from my elbow to my hand. What is it? What did you see? You are the most obstinate. I stopped short with an impatient huff. Fine, come with me, but stay low and stay quiet. Without another word, fingers still entwined with his, I slipped through the crowd. No one spared us a second glance, their eyes rapt on the three burning women. Their fascination sickened me. Manon appeared to be leading the golden-haired man to a less congested area. We followed as quickly and noiselessly as we could, but twice we were forced to duck out of sight to avoid chasseurs. By the time we found them again, Manon had steered the man down a deserted alley. Smoke from a nearby trash pile nearly obscured its entrance. If not for the man's panicked cry, we might have walked straight past. You don't have to do this, he said, voice cracking. Exchanging a wary glance, Reed and I crouched behind the trash and peered through the smoke. Manon had cornered him against a wall. Hands raised, she wept openly, her tears flowing so thick and so fast that she struggled to breathe. We can find another way. You don't understand. Though her entire body spasmed, she lifted her hands higher. Three more burned this morning. She'll be wild, crazed. And if she finds out about us... How can she? She has eyes everywhere, Gilles. If she even suspects I'm attached to you, she'll do horrible things. She tortured the others for no other reason than their parentage. She'll do worse to you. She'll enjoy it. And if I return to her again today empty-handed, she'll know. She'll come for you herself, and I would rather die than see you in her hands. She pulled a blade from her cloak. I promise you won't suffer. He extended his hands, beseeching, reaching to hold her even as she threatened his life. So we run away. We leave this place. I have some money saved from cobbling. We can sail to Lustre or anywhere. We can build a new life far, far away from here, somewhere Morgane's influence doesn't reach. At my mother's name, Reed stiffened. I glanced at him, watching as he finally placed Manon's face. Head thrashing, she wept harder.
No, no, stop, please, I can't.
You can, Manon. We can, together.
She gave me orders, Gilles. If I don't do this, she will.
Manon, please,
this wasn't supposed to happen.
Her hand shook around the blade.
None of this was supposed to happen. I was supposed to find you and kill you. I wasn't supposed to...
A strangled sound tore from her throat as she stepped closer.
They killed my sister, Gilles. They killed her. I swore on her pyre I'd avenge her death. I swore to end this. I...
Her face crumpled and she lifted the blade to his throat.
I love you.
To his credit, Gilles didn't flinch. He merely dropped his hand, eyes tracing her face as if trying to memorize it, and brushed his lips to her forehead.
I love you too.
They stared at each other.
Turn around,
Manon whispered.
I have to stop her.
Tension radiated from every muscle in Reed's body. Unsheathing Jean-Luc's Belisarda, he rose to charge forward, but I leapt in front of him, tears streaming down my own cheeks, and pressed my hands against his chest.
Manon couldn't know he was here. I had to hide him. I had to make sure she never saw. What are you doing?
He asked, incredulity twisting his face, but I only shoved him backward.
Move, Reed!
Panic stole the heat from my voice, made it breathless, desperate. I pushed him harder.
Please, you have to move. You have to go.
No.
His hands pried my wrists away. I have to help. Behind us, something thudded to the ground. It was a horrible, final sound. Too late. Locked in our own sick embrace, we turned as one to see Gilles lying face down on the cobblestones. Manon's knife protruded from the base of his skull. My breath left me in a painful rush, and suddenly only Reed's hands kept me upright. Blood roared in my ears.
Oh my God!
Manon sank to her knees, pulling him into her lap and closing her eyes. His blood soaked her dress, her hands. She cradled him to her neck anyway. Though her tears had finally stopped, she gasped as she rocked him, as she slid the knife free of his flesh and dropped it to the ground. It landed in the pool of Gilles' blood.
This isn't God, Louise.
Her voice was wooden, hollow.
This isn't goddess either. No divinity smiles upon us now.
I stepped toward her despite myself, but Reed held me back.
Manon,
Morgan says sacrifice is necessary.
She clutched Gilles tighter, shoulders shaking and fresh tears spilling down her cheeks.
She says we must give before we receive, but my sister is still dead.
Acid coated my tongue. I said the words anyway. Did killing him bring her back? Her eyes snapped to mine. Instead of fury, they filled with a hopelessness so deep I could have drowned in it. I wanted to drown in it, to sink beneath its depths and never resurface, to leave this hell behind. But I couldn't, and neither could she. Reaching slowly for the knife, her fingers swam instead through her lover's blood.
Run, Louise. Run far and run fast, so we never find you.